I've had a few conversations lately with people about identity, about what defines us, about what makes us us. Now, we might associate the word with a notion of crisis. And sure, perhaps it's more acute of an issue during certain times of life, like adolescence and some would say midlife. But it is a struggle that always exists in the background of our lives. Who am I? What am I? How do I matter in the world? Our sense of identity is fundamental to our understanding of ourselves as well as how others see us. Think back to the last party where you had to make small talk. It might have been right here 13 hours ago. What do we normally talk about with people we don't know very well? Our identities. Who you are, who you know, what you do, where you live, what family roles you have. All things that define us. And maybe in more pessimistic moments, the things that society also uses to judge us. But there is a different piece of our identity that we are celebrating today. You can call it our Christian identity or our baptismal identity. The two phrases are essentially interchangeable because it is through the waters of baptism that we join ourselves to Jesus. It's what incorporates us into the body of Christ, which according to our prayer book is called the church. And that, I think, is one reason why Jesus needed to be baptized as he began his earthly ministry. Not because he needed to repent of his sins like John was preaching about. Not because he inherently lacked anything he needed for the mission ahead. But as a necessary reminder that he was God's beloved child. I think we all need to hear that sometimes. Now, I've done a fair number of baptisms, and I have never seen doves or the heavens opening up yet. But it is still just as true for us. We need to claim that as the foundational part of our identity, as well as recognize it in others that we meet. You are God's beloved. God has called you by name. That's what matters. Not the cocktail party chit-chat. Not the voices we may have telling us we're not good enough or smart enough or rich enough or pretty enough. A second reason a sinless Jesus needed to be baptized was to model the way for all of us. He showed us what truly self-giving love could look like. He reminded us that despite this American love of rugged individualism, you know what? My life is not all about me. The promises we have made and that we will make again transcend self-interest. They're meant to. When I meet with baptismal families, I might summarize those promises like this. Number one, will you go to church and support the work of the church, the Big C Church? Number two, will you recognize the existence of evil in the world and always struggle against it? Number three, will you share with others the good news of our redemption and not keep it to yourselves? Number four, will you love all of your neighbors in thought, word, and deed? And number five, will you work your butts off to make the world more like God created it to be? We have promised those things in the past. We will promise them today. We will promise them again in the future. They are at the same time both deeply personal and yet utterly beyond ourselves. Because through baptism, we have claimed that priestly role that we all share of bringing God to the world and the world to God. I'm not claiming that's an easy task. In fact, as a great Saint Augustine once said in an Easter sermon, it means that we too must be taken, blessed, broken, and given for the life of the world. Because trying inevitably brings failure sometimes, vulnerability will bring pain, and love will result in grief. Having a heart for humanity means having a heart that will be broken, something that Jesus himself experienced. And that makes us quite literally Christ's body in the here and the now. To paraphrase another great saint, Teresa of Avila, we are his hands, his feet, his mouth, and his ears. It is our job to continue in the world the work that Jesus came to begin. So we come here to be strengthened, nourished, encouraged, instructed. But then the whole point is to go out and do the work we are given to do. Because, my friends, otherwise the body is nothing but an empty metaphor, and church becomes nothing but a feel-good seminar. That body of Christ is who we are. And yes, sometimes it's aspirational for all of us. But the best news of all, the best news is that God loves us so much that God chose us anyway and didn't leave us to do it alone. Amen.